AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. NAACP National President Cornell Brooks says he and other civil rights leaders are determined to end police abuse and killings.
In the same way that we defeated lynching in the last century, we will defeat lynching in this century, whether it's practiced by those wearing blue uniforms and gold badges.
Brooks and others are demanding reform of the Chicago Police Department after it took more than a year to release a dash cam video showing the police shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald. A judge set a $1.5 million bond for Jason Van Dyke, the police officer charged with first-degree murder in McDonald's death. Federal investigators have arrested a 21-year-old University of Illinois Chicago student for reportedly posting an online threat to kill 16 white students or staff at the University of Chicago. William Porter is the first of six Baltimore police officers to face trial in the death of Freddie Gray. AP's David Dishno reports that Judge Barry Williams will have to talk one-on-one with a vast majority of the 75-member jury pool.
One of the questions asked of the jurors was, have you or your immediate family been a victim of a crime, been arrested, been incarcerated? 37 of the 75 jurors stood up in response to that question. When the judge asked if any of the jurors have a strong feeling about the charges or about police misconduct, 26 of the prospective jurors stood up.
All in all, only 9 of the 75 did not answer yes to at least one of the judge's questions. The man accused of killing 3 people, wounding 9 others in a shooting rampage at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs is told by a judge he will be charged with first-degree murder. Robert Louis Deere had his first court appearance today. This is AP Radio News. The world is meeting in Paris, trying to agree on ways to reduce the effects of climate change. Britain's Prince Charles talks about future generations in his speech to the group.
I can only urge you to think of your grandchildren as I think of mine, and of those billions of people without a voice.
The Paris conference is crowded. 150 world leaders, number of celebrities, some of the wealthiest people in the world have showed up. Some national leaders have had to wait hours to address the gathering. Today is Cyber Monday. It could be the biggest online shopping day ever. Experts say more than $3 billion in sales are possible. Kathy Grandis-Allen with the National Retail Federation says online sales were brisk even before today.
Nearly 103 million holiday shoppers said that they shopped online sometime over the weekend, and that's about 102 million in-store shoppers.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.